PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Today's featured words are flawless and dominate. One day, outside the City Space Museum, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face try to stop Mr. Big from stealing a rocket ship.
Oh, this rocket ship is going to look awfully shiny parked in my driveway.
I don't think so!
Leslie.
Leslie.
Thanks. I did gymnastics as a kid.
Hey, throw whatever you want at me. It's not going to change the fact that I am dominating you in this battle. Even with your flashy ninja skills, you're no match for me. Well, that's peculiar.
What did you just say?
It's persecutor.
You mean peculiar?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, that's not what I heard. What do you all think? Did Word Girl make a word mistake?
No, that's impossible.
Word Girl never makes mistakes.
When it comes to words, she's flawless.
Yes, I am your local authority on vocabulary.
Word Girl, I'm pretty sure the words are pronounced authority and vocabulary.
That's what I said. Right, everyone?
No, not really.
People, I'm Word Girl. Why would I mispronounce a word? It's already been established that I'm lawless.
She means flawless.
Hey, Word Girl, maybe you should go to the library and read a book on how to say words right.
We'll see who's laughing when you're both in jail. Word! Word!
Yikes. This has never happened before.
Adios, Gerd Whirl. Enjoy the pavement.
The entire town is buzzing today about Word Girl's big mistake. During a battle with Mr. Big, the town superhero, known for her flawless word knowledge, mispronounced the word peculiar and authority. She even mispronounced the word mispronounce. Looks like Word Girl isn't so flawless after all. Or as Word Girl might say, lawless. In totally unrelated news, a meteorite landed today in our fair city. Tests revealed that the space rock comes from the planet Lexicon and is made of pure Lexanite.
I don't get it, Leslie. Word Girl has always dominated me in the past, both in her battle skills as well as her flawless way with words. Something fishy is going on here.
It's the meteorite, sir. It's from her home planet, Lexicon. Whenever a superhero comes into contact with a meteorite from their home planet, it takes away their superpowers. Have you ever read a comic book, sir?
Well, no. I preferred magic tricks as a kid. Do you know what this means? If Word Girl has no supernatural powers around Lexanite, I'm free to send a mind-controlled device to the moon and carry out my top-secret ultimate evil plan!
Aren't you gonna tell me the plan?
What? Oh, no. All you need to know is that it's a matter of justice, Leslie. I've been wronged, and this
plan will make things right.
Whatever you say.
But I do need your help in coming up with a fake crime so I can lure Word Girl out and use the Lexanite on her. Any thoughts?
I'll come up with something. Hey, I have to run a few errands. Mind if I take the rocket ship?
Well, no.
Later, at the Botsford house...
I just don't get it. How could Word Girl make such a huge mistake? I mean, parsecular? Even I know that's not a real word.
Dad, Word Girl didn't misspeak. She's a superhero. She's flawless with her use of vocabulary. Flawless, an adjective meaning perfect, never making a mistake.
Becky, we saw it on the television. Word Girl didn't make one mistake. She made a whole bunch of mistakes. Why, she even mispronounced mispronounce. Blooper.
Yeah, I don't trust the television. They use a lot of fancy tricks in the editing.
Look, I know you kiddos really look up to Word Girl, but Becky, nobody's perfect. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake.
You're right. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. There must be another explanation.
Word Girl will get over it. Mistakes make us human. The important thing is that we learn from them.
But I didn't make a mistake and I'm not human. My flawless word knowledge is exactly what separates me from mere mortals.
Becky, you're taking Word Girl's mistake rather personally.
Dad, TJ, I have something to tell you. I've been holding this back for a long time, but this seems like a good time to tell you the truth.
Bob, that's not very polite. So, Becky, what do you have to say to us? It sounds very important.
Well, Dad, I'm Word Girl.
You wish!
No, seriously, Becky, what's going on?
I am serious. I was born on planet Lexicon, in a galaxy far away from here. One day, I crawled into the spaceship of famous Lexicon Air Force pilot Captain Huggyface, and I fell asleep. Captain Huggyface was piloting through space when I awoke and startled him. Our ship hit a meteor and we flew off course, spinning through space. To save us both, the greatest pilot in the galaxy had to crash land on a faraway planet, Earth. That Air Force captain, he is my pet monkey, the one we call Bob. Cradling me in his arms, Captain Huggyface left the spaceship. We were discovered in the woods by a young couple.
Who?
Tim and Sally Botsford. You know, you and Mom.
Go on.
Don't you remember this part, Dad? You adopted me.
Rings a bell. Hey, a baby and a monkey. Who wants sandwiches?
And as I grew up, I discovered my special powers and decided to become a superhero.
Becky, you forgot one little difference between you and Word Girl. Word Girl's awesome. You? Not so much.
Dad, surely you believe me.
You'll always be my little superhero, honey. Wow, what an imagination. Now, who wants sandwiches?
Later, at Word Girl's super secret hideout.
Flawless! Dominate! Peculiar! Authority! Huggy, have you noticed that I haven't made a single word mistake since I left the City Space Museum? I still dominate with words. A verb meaning to control or command by being the strongest or the best at something. I just don't understand how it could have happened. I mean, parsecular? I'm from the planet Lexicon, not the planet Garblecon. It was like some outside force blocked my superpowers and dominated me. But what could it be? Hello, Word Girl speaking.
Word Girl, please help. A big evil villain is after my sweet little kitten. He's out front. Ooh, right now.
No problem, I'm on it. Where are you?
I'm at 22 Galaxy Road, right across from the City Space Museum. Please hurry. It's my kitty, Buster.
Don't worry. I'll save your kitten. A small job like this will help me regain my confidence and restore my reputation. See? Look at how many big words I used in that sentence. I've still got it. Mr. Big, where's the little old lady?
You mean me?
What on Earth are you up to?
I mean, what on moon am I up to? Oops. Don't want to give it away.
Give what away?
My super secret plan. So anyway, I just wanted to give you another chance to redeem yourself from when I completely dominated you with my vocabulary skills.
Mr. Big, it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. mistakes, okay?
Really? Even if you're a flawless superhero?
Can we just get back to me arresting you for impersonating a little old lady and filing a false kitten report, please?
In a second. First, I thought you might want to know why you made all those embarrassing mistakes.
The meteorite?
Not just any meteorite. It's from the planet Lexicon. Yes. The Lexinite interferes with your superpower.
So it was the Lexinite that caused me to lose my superpowers? I didn't really make a mistake? Huggy, I don't feel so good. My wheeze are a little meek. Oh.
Word girl, we've had a long relationship, the two of us. I've enjoyed all of our little battles. But with you out of the way, my pursuit of world domination is going to be much, much easier. Now I'll be able to send... Oh, almost gave away the secret again.
Darn it. I was so close to finding out the secret plan.
Word girl will never fly again.
Huggy, help.
Is Mr. Big right? Will his secret plan give him total world domination? Is this the end of Word Girl's flawless crime-fighting career? Find out in the next thrilling episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is hover. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
To hover means to stop crime, just as Word Girl did in the episodes High Fat Robbery, Coupon Madness, Two Brain Highway.
Let me stop you there. That's incorrect. Anyone else?
I think you should let Tommy finish.
Okay, very well. Tommy!
Word Girl also stopped crime in the episodes Jerky Jerk.
Thank goodness. Emily?
I think to hover is to sort of float in one place in the air.
That is correct, Emily. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. It's an official Word Girl state-of-the-art hovercraft. With this hovercraft, you can hover or float above the ground or water. Go from your house to school without your feet ever touching down. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words potent and mission.
When we last saw Word Girl, she was captured while trying to stop Mr. Big and his secret plan. Now, where did we leave off? Oh, yes, I believe...
Help! A chunk of Lexinite from Word Girl's home planet has taken away her super strength and vocabulary skills. And now she's been captured by the evil Mr. Big.
Oh, awkward. You're not the police.
No, afraid not.
Do you mind if I use your phone to call the police?
You know, if you'd just let me do my job, this wouldn't have happened.
Hi.
Does anyone else in here feel panicked? Anyone here hate small, enclosed spaces? Or feel doomed? Doomed? Because I don't.
Don't worry. Huggy and I will figure a way out of this spism. Ugh, no, that's not the right word. Right, prison.
You'll never escape, Word Girl. The entire cage has been built entirely out of Lexinite. It's an incredibly potent material, and it strips you of all your powers.
I'm afraid there's only one way out of this jail, Word Girl.
I call it the Locutron 3000. Anyway, just to make it extra frustrating for you, the Locutron 3000 will open if you can define a word.
The word is potent. A word every superhero should know. You care to give it a try, Word Girl?
Potent. Easy. It's when someone does something to somehow Ugh, my head hurts. I'm sorry, Huggy. It's the Lexanite. It's making me so... What's the word I'm thinking of?
My Lucky-tron 3000 will keep you tongue-tied and imprisoned forever.
You won't get away with this. I'll figure a way to break out of here, or my name isn't Word... Word... Girl! Thank you.
The word is potent. Define it, and you're free. In the meantime, I'll be carrying out my secret plan with my moon-based mind-control device.
You won't get away with your evil... Oh, what's the word? It starts with an M.
Milkshake?
And no, it means an important task or job someone has to do.
Mackerel?
No.
Mississippi?
No. What?
Mission, people. The word she's trying to say is mission, an assignment or project someone is trying to finish.
Well, good luck breaking out of this spism, word girl.
I sleepy.
It's genius, Leslie. With Word Girl out of the way, I can finally use my mind control device to get back what's rightfully mine. To the moon!
Do you have your spacesuit, sir?
To the dry cleaners!
Meanwhile, Mr. Botsford is about to start a mission of his own.
Great skunk! This kitchen smells like a gym sock souffle.
It's the dirty dishes, hun. It's Becky's turn to wash them, but she just left them in the sink.
Well, it smells quite potent.
You can say that again. I'll just wash them myself.
Oh, gosh, no, hun. That's not fair to the rest of us, is it?
I guess not.
You see, Becky needs to learn a lesson about responsibility. It's not like she's off saving the world.
If he only knew! Across town, the world was at stake, and only one hero could save us all.
You're my best friends.
The other end of town.
Potent, potent. What does it mean? I'm Word Girl. I'm supposed to know every word. Ugh, supposed to. Ugh.
Any luck, Word Girl?
I'm working on it.
Nothing can stop my mission to the moon. Nothing!
Oh, Willis. Who is it?
Todd, your handyman. He built the Lexanite cage for you. He's here to get paid.
Oh, little problemo. Kinda spent my money on the rocket ship / lunar mind control device thingamajig.
Well, you have to pay him.
Coming.
Hey, Mr. Big. It's me, Handyman Todd.
Hey, Todd. I'm off to get my checkbook. Would you mind waiting in the cage for me?
Sure thing, Mr. Big.
You do realize you're now his prisoner, right?
What? Me? No. No, no. I'm the handyman. Maybe his checkbook's on the moon?
Oh, without words, I'm no longer Word Girl. I failed my mission.
Your mission? What's your mission?
She came here to teach people words and defeat bad guys.
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
Now my vocab words are so, like, I don't know.
I don't think a flawless vocabulary is some kind of magical superpower, Word Girl.
Maybe he's right. Anyone can have a good vocabulary. Even if you don't know what a word means, you can still figure it out using clues.
Clues?
Absolute! I mean absolutely. I can look for clues in the situation to figure out what definition makes the most sense.
It's what we regular people do.
Well, let's go for it.
Okay. I'm going to use clues and figure out what potent means. Okay, focus. I can do this. Here goes. Mr. Big said this cage was made out of a potent material. Right. And my brother always says that Word Girl is the most potent superhero alive. Interesting.
When my wife cooks her five-alarm chili, she warns me how potent the flavor is.
And the guy at the hardware store who sold me my power drill said the motor was so potent it could drill through a brick.
That's it. Given all these examples, potent must mean strong or powerful. You were right. I still define the word without my superpowers.
Strong and powerful. Yep. That's what potent means, all right.
Whoa, 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 hold on. You had a dictionary this whole time?
Oh, yeah. Never leave home without it. Why?
Ugh, forget it. Huggy, I believe we have a world to save. To the moon!
And, while you're up there, would it be too much of a bother to ask Mr. Big for my paycheck?
I'll see what I can do.
Whoa! It's like the Leaning Tower of Dishes.
Easy, easy.
I tell you, Becky is in for a rude awakening when she finally decides to tackle her chores.
Can't I wash just one dish?
Well, honey, that would defeat my whole mission, to teach Becky a lesson about responsibility.
Oh, got it!
Nice one, honey.
Thanks.
I thought the dishes were going to fall on us for a sec.
I will now activate the mind control device. My secret mission is underway.
Sir, will you please tell me what the secret mission you keep talking about is?
All right, it's time you knew. The secret mission is going to help me finally get back what is rightfully mine! My casserole dish.
Did you say your casserole dish, sir?
Yes, I loaned it to my neighbor Helen, and she's had it for like 3 weeks and she hasn't returned it. But with this potent machine, every person on the planet will be under my control, and I will command that Helen to return the dish to me at once. And then I shall make my famous tuna casserole.
Or you can just ask for the dish back.
Okay, now this conversation is making me uncomfortable. Please go away now.
Where? We're on the moon.
Well, how about you go make me a sandwich? That's your mission. Leslie, cut the crusts off. People of Earth, your minds belong to me. It's working. My mission is complete.
Did someone say mission? Mission, an assignment or project someone is trying to finish. And your mission has failed. You're finished.
Oh, how did you get back your powers of vocabulary?
I figured what the word meant like anyone would, with clues from hearing it used. Looks like your Locutron 3000 was no match for a word, girl. Come on, Huggy. Let's give Mr. Big a piece of our mind.
No!
Good news, Mr. Big. I just found your casserole dish. It was in the rocket.
Oh, that's right. Helen returned it to me last week. Oh, well. My whole mission was for nothing.
Again, no matter how hard you try, you can't escape Word Girl.
Or can I? Adios, my worthy foe. Ah, oh! No! Hey, question. Do the police use a Locutron 3000?
Nope, just a regular lock and key. It's just so much easier.
Yeah.
Come on, Huggy, let's go home. It sure has been a long day. I'm just glad it's over.
Or is it?
What?
You'll see.
I know, Bob, but even superheroes have to do the dishes.
Well, Becky, I sure hope you learned a lesson about taking care of your responsibilities on time.
Actually, I learned a lot today, Dad.
Well, then my mission is accomplished.
Ugh, these dishes are so dirty. We need a dish soap that's more... Oh, no! Ugh, my head! I forgot the word!
Really?
Kidding! Potent!
And so, once again, Word Girl saves the day by defeating Mr. Big's secret mind control mission. Now, tune in next time for another potent adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word hover. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for hover. What's your answer, Emily?
Huggy riding an elephant. That is just too cute. But the answer is number one. Word Girl is hovering over Dr. Two Brains.
That's correct. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl hovering device for your elephant.
Too cute.
See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up! Captain Huggy Face, show us what jubilant means. That's right, jubilant means to feel so happy you want to jump up for joy. Congratulations, Huggy! Jubilant!
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word is gymnastics because I'm a gymnast. I started gymnastics when I was about 2 years old, and I really like the sport.
My favorite word is razzle-dazzle. It's loud, it's bright. I just like to say it all day long. Razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle. So many Z's. Razzle-dazzle. My room is probably razzle-dazzle-y-ish. Razzle-dazzle!
That's my favorite word.